This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And we got time to answer your questions this hour, 877-726-8255. We would invite questions about medicine, nutrition, anything that you want to pose. Call us at 877-726-TALK, and we got lots of stories to share with you this hour. Starting with this one, walking faster could make you live longer. All right. This comes to us from a special issue of the British Journal of Sports Medicine dedicated to walking and health. They devoted an entire issue of a medical journal to the subject of the health benefits of walking. The study reveals walking at a normal speed is associated with a 20% reduction for all-cause mortality. Wow, if that were a pill, that would be a multi-billion dollar drug. It reduces the risk of dying of any cause. And moreover, brisk walking reduced the risk by 24%. So, get this, the protective effects of walking were also found to be more pronounced in older age groups. Average pace walkers aged 60 years or over experienced a 46% reduction in risk of death from cardiovascular causes. And fast-paced walkers, a 53% reduction. What constitutes a fast pace? Well, you know, since the study was done in England, you'll have to do a conversion. A fast pace is generally 5 to 7 kilometers per hour. I would say that's more like 3 or 4 miles per hour. But it really depends on a walker's fitness levels. An alternative indicator is to simply walk at a pace that makes you slightly out of breath or sweaty when sustained. Okay. So, hey, if you want to amp up the benefits of walking, try this. Walk and chew gum at the same time. I kid you not. You know, it's like the old expression is, you can't walk and chew gum at the same time. Well, if you can walk and chew gum at the same time, which is, by the way, something that I do, and I have to confess a vice. I'm a gum chewer. All right? That's my only vice. I am a gum chewer. And according to recent research, it may help keep you thin. Now, why is gum chewing an additive benefit in walkers? Quite fascinating. It says previous research has found that gum chewing boosts heart rate and energy expenditures in people at rest. It really does. There's something about chewing gum that increases your resting heart rate and your resting metabolic rate. So they did some research, and they found that the heart rate of 46 people aged 21 to 69 increased when they were given gum to chew while walking at a natural pace. The researchers conclude, quote, combining exercise and gum chewing may be an effective way to manage weight. And what they found was when they looked at all the participants, the average heart rate was significantly higher in the walkers who chewed gum. And additionally, in men over 40, it boosted the distance walked, the number of steps taken, and energy expended. And how do they explain that? Well, it has to do with a sophisticated physiological concept called cardiolocomotor synchronization, which is a natural phenomenon whereby the heart beats in rhythm with a repetitive movement. So the gum chewing, in some way, entrains the heart to beat faster in response to exercise, and you get more energy expenditure from your walking. That's pretty cool. All right. This item comes to us from a researcher that I've been following. Oh, it's got to be 20 years. He's Dr. Clinton Rubin at Stony Brook University. He's in the Department of Biomedical Engineering. And I've been following this guy for a couple of decades because he is a pioneer in research on something called LIV, low-intensity vibration. Low-intensity vibration, the vibrating plates that don't make your dentures loose. They're not like, it's not like being on a bucking bronco. It's very low-intensity vibration. In fact, you sort of barely feel it. And you stand on these plates for 20 minutes at a time on a daily basis, and they're thought to increase your bone density. And recently studies show that they may even help us to burn off fat. They may help with muscle strength and balance, especially in older individuals prone to falls, and thus they can be helpful in reducing osteoporotic fractures. But here's the latest paper out of Stony Brook on the subject of LIV, low-intensity vibration. Low-intensity vibration increases cartilage thickness in obese mice. Okay, well, we know that obesity in humans and in animals is a risk factor for osteoarthritis. And what is one of the prime causes of osteoarthritis? It's bone on bone. You lose the cartilage cushioning in your joints. And as a result, you go bone on bone. And the next thing you know, they tell you that you need a TKR, total knee replacement, or in some cases, total hip replacement. Bone on bone, there's not much you can do about it. You can inject gels in there and try stem cells, prolotherapy, but ultimately, that joint's bone on bone. Glucosamine, chondroitin's not going to do a heck of a lot. So you got to get the joint replaced. Well, in this experiment, they put mice on this vibrating platform, and they were obese mice, so they were more likely to be susceptible to osteoarthritis and cartilage thinning. What they found was that the low-intensity vibration reduced the thinning of the cartilage and also affected a marker called MMP13, which is an inflammatory marker thought to be associated with osteoarthritis. So their conclusion is, these data suggest that dynamic loading via low-intensity vibration protected the retention of cartilage thickness, potentially resulting in joint surfaces better suited to endure the risks of elevated loading that parallel obesity. And that's pretty cool. Yet another dividend to standing on that plate for 20 minutes a day. And I do this. I'm not obese, and I don't have osteoporosis, but I'm a runner, and I'm prone to muscle soreness, and I think it really helps. I actually think it really helps with alleviating soreness and speeding recovery. And it wouldn't hurt if it protected my knees from cartilage deterioration. Because when those knees go, so goes my running career. And that's something that I want to perpetuate. So consider low-intensity vibration. By the way, this comes to us from a company called Merodyne. And Merodyne makes a LIV device, low-intensity vibration device. And it's automated. It's very cool. It's user-friendly. And I recommend it very highly. Merodyne, Marodyne. Google them. And check out their recent studies. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number is 877-726-8255 for questions. We'll be right back with more of Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure your future bone health. It's Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Ipraflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus Ipraflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information and to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. And yet another way to get questions to us is to go to our website at drhoffman.com, and on the homepage, on the right side of the page, on your PC or Mac, you'll find a rectangle, and you click on it. It'll prompt you to record a question, as did Elaine. Hi, Elaine.
Hello. How do I get my doctor to do the 5-hour glucose tolerance test? She just did the finger stick test and said my glucose was fine, but I pass out after eating. I am a senior female, age 65. What can I do?
Okay. It's really hard to get a 5-hour glucose tolerance test, unless you're pregnant, in which case they pay a lot of attention to your blood sugar routinely. They'll do an incomplete version of the 5-hour glucose tolerance test, which I actually wrote about in a previous newsletter article. I didn't write the account. It was written by my stepdaughter, who has been diagnosed with gestational diabetes. Lo and behold, she's a healthy young woman, but sometimes women during pregnancy, the stress of pregnancy causes their blood sugar to go haywire. And she's been experimenting with foods with a glucometer, really careful about what she eats so she can keep her blood sugar normal. But this is really something that virtually everyone should undertake, because it's a fascinating experiment. On the one hand, you can reveal hypoglycemia, reactive hypoglycemia, and that can cause all kinds of weird symptoms. It can cause anxiety, depression, palpitations, as in your case, fainting or near fainting. And a lot of doctors don't suspect that because they don't do the right tests to pick it up. But you take a challenge with sugar, and or you can substitute a high-carb meal. And then for every hour, for 5 hours, you draw blood. And these days, with a finger stick, it's a lot easier than pulling the blood out. Additionally, you want to check insulin at the beginning, at hour zero, and at hours 2 and 3. And that's an indication of whether you've developed insulin resistance, which is a precursor to diabetes and metabolic syndrome, which can be picked up very early with the 5-hour glucose tolerance test. But it's harder and harder to get that test done, and you'd have to go to a nutritionally oriented physician to obtain it because, well, frankly, conventional medical establishment doesn't believe in it. They're into cost containment, and they just don't want to bother. But, you know, clearly, you know, you illustrate a point, which is that, you know, we did do more screening for hypoglycemia. And conversely, we can pick up diabetes well before it manifests in a fasting glucose, which doesn't tell you very much at all. You really need a dynamic test to see how your body responds to a carbohydrate challenge. Thanks for your question. It's actually number 192, Elaine, that we wanted to get a question on. Can we get Elaine?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. I take many of my supplements near a fat. I just never know how much fat. Is it a handful of nuts or something more substantial? And also, within what amount of time should the supplement be taken near food? Thanks very much.
Well, Elaine, you know, good question, but I like to use really the KISS principle with people taking vitamins and supplements, because it's difficult enough to ensure compliance with taking a one-a-day supplement. And then, you know, we tell people that they should divide their doses, take half their supplements in the morning and half their supplements in the evening. And I think most ordinary mortals can't do much more than that. So to say, okay, well, these you take with food, and these you take a half an hour before food, and these you take at bedtime, that gets a little too challenging. So with certain exceptions, I tell people simply to take their supplements with food. There may be some exceptions, like, you know, if you want to take something at bedtime for sleep, okay, fine, take that away from food at bedtime. Something like melatonin, along with passion flower, valerian, GABA, theanine, you know, these things, you know, you take away from food at bedtime. Additionally, I tell people who are taking strontium for bone building to take it away from food at or near bedtime, or if that's not convenient, early in the morning on arising, away from food because food might interfere with its absorption. People taking amino acids for mood, maybe they're taking tyrosine or 5-hydroxytryptophan. These are things that can get interfered with dietary protein, so you want to take them away from meals, and so that's an exception to the rule. I have here an opinion from the world's expert, the guru, on the subject of vitamin D absorption. You know, vitamin D, a fat-soluble nutrient. So Dr. John Cannell has this to say about vitamin D absorption. He says, a lot of people ask, should I take it with food? Is it a fat-soluble vitamin, and so should I take it with fat? Should I take it with a meal, or is it absorbed if I simply take it on an empty stomach? And he says, and he's the world's authority on this, the answer to these questions is generally that it does not matter. Vitamin D is absorbed in the lower part of the small intestine, and in one human study, using 25,000 IUs, of vitamin D, that's a big dose. Absorption was the same whether scientists gave it with corn oil, whole milk, or fat-free milk. Another study found that absorption of the powdered version was the same as vitamin D in oil. And, you know, one study showed that vitamin D in oil was slightly better absorbed, but the difference wasn't significant. So, you know, it turns out it doesn't really matter. If you want to find out if you're absorbing your vitamins, simply get a blood test, find out if your vitamin D levels are adequate. Other vitamins may be malabsorbed, like vitamin B12, so that can easily be tested. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. If you suffer from frequent fatigue, well, here's the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT Factor works on the mitochondria. It repairs damaged cell membranes. And clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. And it even reverses some symptoms of aging. Now, I'm not a big fan of testimonials. I think they can easily be faked. But this is the real deal. I just have to share this with you. One listener writes, quote, "I love this stuff. This product has brought this 70-year-old's energy back that was pretty much lost after suffering an autoimmune disorder. I credit NT Factor with getting me back to 10,000 steps or more every day and hiking up mountainsides again." You've heard me talk for a long time about ProPacks with NT Factor. That's a one-stop shop for all your vitamin and mineral needs. But a while ago, I suggested to Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to keep their favorite multi and yet still harness the power of NT factors, so a new product, Healthy Aging, was born. It's a perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And now for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of Healthy Aging, you get another one free. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. Folks, I've been taking advantage of the restorative power of NT Factor for years. I don't go a day without it, and I prescribe it to my patients. You can get Healthy Aging with NT Factor by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, we were talking earlier about vitamin D and vitamin D deficiency can make you dumb. That's an alliteration, in case you didn't notice. In a recent study, researchers have found a link between low levels of vitamin D and increased incidence of memory loss and age-associated cognitive decline among older adults. The study, which is published in Preventive Medicine Journal, suggests that preventive measures such as vitamin D supplementation may play a protective role in memory loss and or age-associated cognitive decline. So, what can't vitamin D do for you? That's yet another benefit of vitamin D. And so when it comes to hot flashes, we tend to think of hot flashes as something that stops when you hit menopause. You know, you hit 48, 50, 52, you experience some hot flashes, and then you're done. So when a woman comes into you who's in her 70s or 80s who complains of hot flashes, the tendency is just simply to dismiss it and say, yeah, you know, it's due to something else, or it's your imagination, you know, it can't be, this can't be. But a new study from Mayo Clinic confirms what I've noticed in a few patients, not that common, but it's also not rare, is that women well past menopause can continue to experience hot flashes. Moreover, some of them experience hot flashes on a cyclical basis, because there are distant and faint echoes of the menstrual cycle, even in women who've gone through menopause. I've noticed this. So this comes to us from the Mayo Clinic. Menopause symptoms are not just for midlife anymore, according to a new Mayo Clinic study published in the Journal of the North American Menopause Society. So the number of women in the study who both reported and sought care for symptom management shines a light on what may be an unmet medical need for women over age 60, says Dr. Paru David, menopause specialist at Mayo Clinic in Arizona, who's also a study author. He says, with increased awareness, clinicians can identify these distressing symptoms and review treatment options with women, which can lead to improved quality of life. And so what are these treatment options? Well, you know, it's a little dicey to suggest to a woman who's well past menopause that they start hormone replacement therapy. But sometimes low-dose hormone replacement therapy can be helpful. Maybe something light, like over-the-counter progesterone, can help. It can be purchased over-the-counter. It's an extract derived from wild yams and provides a little natural progesterone, can be helpful. Sometimes DHEA, an adrenal supplement, can be helpful. Also, one of the biggest issues in women who experience hot flashes is fluctuations in blood sugar. They may be more sensitive to ups and downs of blood sugar that cause them to develop the sweats and flushing. So these are some of the issues. By the way, caffeine appeared to increase the likelihood of vasomotor symptoms like hot flashes in women older than 70 in this particular study. So, you know, selective avoidance of caffeine could help with severe hot flashes and night sweats. And there are natural products that are helpful as well. Black cohosh helps some women. derivatives of soy or red clover help others. And others benefit from a product called Estrovera, made by Metagenics. You can find that on our online dispensary at Fullscript. Estrovera by Metagenics is a derivative of a Siberian rhubarb, which is very effective for some women who report hot flashes. So there you have it. It's the real deal. Women in their 60s, 70s, and 80s who are still experiencing menopause symptoms should talk with their doctors to find a treatment plan and relief that can improve their quality of life, according to the subjects. And maybe, you know, I share this with you because this could really be a revelation to those of you who thought, you know, it just must be my imagination. I just must be going nuts, you know, or whatever. Maybe I got, you know, I've been bitten by a tick. I have Lyme disease. Well, no, it could be prolonged menopausal symptoms that may last for years and decades. Okay. Encouraging news for men who are subject to PSA tests that are sometimes inaccurate. PSA tests are problematic because men can have cancer with relatively low PSAs, or in many cases, men can have high PSAs and not have cancer, or men can have PSA with cancer that's a very low-grade cancer, very slowly developing, that if left untreated would kill them at the age of 112. So it's immaterial whether they get treatment. But we can't tell at the onset whether the elevated PSA or the positive biopsy for prostate cancer is indicative of a need to treat. And treatment is consequential. You know, the so-called nerve-sparing surgery, not perfect. Radiation, okay, it's bloodless treatment, with a beam that's highly targeted towards the prostate, but it can cause side effects. It can cause side effects. So aggressive treatment of prostate cancer, not to be taken casually. How do we know we should treat it when the PSA is high? Well, this is encouraging news for men. A blood test superior to PSA for detecting high-grade prostate cancer has been developed. It's called the ISO-PSA, and it's soon to be made available. It's a blood and structure-based assay, which could reduce the necessity of biopsies for prostate cancer, thereby reducing over-detection and over-treatment of the disease. So, again, this is preliminary. They evaluated the assay against 12 biopsy results, and they found that they were able to pick up high-grade patients more easily with the blood test. But I guess the importance of this is that if you have a high PSA, start with the PSA, then take this test, and if the test is negative, then do what's called watchful waiting. Remain under observation, perhaps get an MRI of your prostate. More and more tests now are helping men defer the decision that's irrevocable to get their prostate operated on or irradiated. So I think we're going to be making progress in prostate cancer and hopefully in other cancers to determine whether aggressive treatment is warranted. Our number, 877-726-8255. You'll have a chance to pose a question in the next segment if you care to. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As I continue to look for more ways to fulfill my pledge to provide the information you need to make informed choices about your health and wellness, I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. You'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand-new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, heart health, immunity support, and much more. We provide only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. It's the easiest way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need in order to follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll also receive 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details on each of the protocols and to take advantage of these special offers, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Let's hear from Alan. Welcome.
Hello, Dr. Hello, Alan. Hoffman and Layla. Your thoughts, please, on the supplement Holy Basil. Thanks again for a great podcast and all the best.
Okay. Thank you for your question, Alan. Okay. Holy basil. Holy basil. Oh, my goodness. One of the supplements that is, perhaps a little less recognized among the culinary herbs, oregano gets a lot of play. Turmeric gets a lot of play because of curcumin. EGCG from green tea. You know, these are things that are well known. Rosemary oil even has been used for its anti-inflammatory benefits. But holy basil is apparently part of the Ayurvedic tradition. And over there it's called Tulsi. It's in the basil family. It's not really like, basil that you use for making, some kind of, sauce for your Italian food. The main benefit of it, and by the way, I'm referencing here a nice website, draxe.com, draxe.com. They have a little article on 10 holy basil benefits. And it's thought to be an adaptogen, which means that it helps the body cope with stress. And it does so by reducing excess levels of cortisol. And it may have an anti-anxiety effect, a mild mood-altering effect. I haven't really used it, so I can't really attest to that. But that's what it's said to do. It also has some antibacterial effect. It's said to be a nice home remedy for acne and other skin irritations. It can be applied externally, used with coconut oil as a carrier, and it absorbs into the skin and is said to be helpful for acne. Other studies suggest that it may have anti-cancer effects, it may have anti-diabetic effects. Limited studies on its ability to help with certain disorders. Like I say about certain supplements, it's on my radar screen, but it's not something that I use commonly or frequently. Okay? So thank you very much for that question. And check out the website of draxe.com. It's got a lot of information about various supplements, nice index on things like wild yam and chasteberry, stinging nettle, sage, rhodiola, milk thistle. It's sort of a online encyclopedia for natural products. Okay, this item is one of my favorite themes, which is that in school, You know, we spend a lot of time on academic subjects, mathematics, college prep, but we ought to be teaching kids basic life skills. When I was in school, oh, it's got to be, you know, more than 50 years ago, there was a course called Home Ec. Now, the girls took Home Ec, and the boys took Shop. How many schools these days have Shop? It was mandatory. You had to take Shop. Even if you were an academic student like me, you had to take print shop, wood shop, machine shop, automotive shop, at least some shops. And some guys, they were totally into shop. These were the guys who, you know, had their own hot rods in high school because they were mechanically oriented. And that's a great aptitude to encourage. But also, home ec is an important, this is a really important life skill. And here's a study entitled Adolescents' Cooking Skills Strongly Predict Future Nutritional Well-Being. And this is a really missing ingredient, in my opinion, from education. It's published in the Journal of Nutrition Education and Behavior. Evidence suggests that developing cooking and food preparation skills is important for health and nutrition. Yet the practice of home cooking is declining and now rarely taught in school. A new study found that developing cooking skills as a young adult may have long-term benefits for health and nutrition. Now, I learned nothing about cooking in high school. My mom was fiercely territorial in the kitchen. She kept the men out. And so I learned nothing during my adolescence about preparing food. But I went away to college, and I found myself reliant on restaurant food and takeout food and some of the cafeteria food. And in my first year, it was abysmal. You know, my health declined. I felt awful. I took a year off to get myself together, and I came back, and I started to learn how to cook. And I'm a good cook now. I wouldn't say I'm a great, you know, culinary artist, but I know my way around the kitchen, and it has been instrumental in the health of myself, and I do believe also my family has experienced ancillary benefits because I'm really into food preparation, and I can select the best ingredients and cook them up tastefully. And I even, during medical school, one of my jobs was I had a cooking course. I taught the public cooking out of my apartment in Greenwich Village. People would troop up five flights in my walk-up apartment and sit in my cramped living room and learn how to prepare healthy food. So this has actually become a real crusade of mine, is that people ought to acquire cooking skills. And good old-fashioned home ec is a very, very important basis for developing life skills that can keep you healthy into old age. I'm all for it. Let's bring it back. All right, this item, probiotics given to pregnant women might reduce the chance of their babies developing eczema. The results of the study were really dramatic. The risk of developing eczema in the probiotic group was an astounding 70% lower than the placebo group. The authors concluded that maternal probiotic supplementation during the last 2 months of pregnancy and the first 2 months of breastfeeding significantly reduced the risk of developing eczema in high-risk infants in this study. High-risk infants being, you know, probably one or both parents suffered from allergic disorders. So they were, you know, genetically more predisposed to eczema, which is often associated with a lifetime potential for asthma. So really exciting news. By simply modifying the mother's gut bacteria, the use of prenatal and postnatal probiotics, it imparted some kind of very, very significant protection to the newborn in terms of a healthy, balanced immune system. So these findings should help us embrace the value of probiotic supplementation, especially during pregnancy and subsequently during breastfeeding, not just for the mom's health, but also for the baby's well-being as well. All right, thanks very much for joining us. It's been a great couple of hours, great questions, and I hope you enjoyed it. Check out our website at drhoffman.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Subscribe to our newsletter. Take advantage of the many resources we offer. And shop at FullScript for your supplement needs. Have a great weekend. Stay healthy. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.